Howdy there, human. What brings you here to the Salish Sea with waters emerald and clear? Have you come to see my forest of brown and green? The undersea kelp forest, where life is a dream? Well then, hold your breath and grab on tight. I'm a humpback whale. I won't bite. Name's Casey, that's what they call me. Short for kelp creature, after the kelp that gives me glee. Off we go, no time to waste, exploring the deep just to give a taste. My favorite seaweed, bull kelp. When I have an itch, a patch of this kelp will help. This seaweed floats over 100 feet tall, held upright by an air-filled ball. Watch as it beautifully sways in the waves, expressing its macroalgae ways. But what's that I see in the eelgrass beds? A school of scrumptious herring peeking out their heads. The tendrils of eelgrass are covered in spawn. The eggs of the herring spread all over the lawn. I hear a curious sound that only in the sea could be found. Could it be flatulence? Could it be art? Why not both in a herring fart? What secret messages are the herring trading? Alas, we'll have to ask another time. The sounds are fading. Into the eelgrass the herring retreat. Chinook salmon are coming because they see a treat. Salmon love the kelp forests for finding a snack. And the fish and this habitat go way back. Juvenile salmon, those young, chipper fish, like to shelter in kelp and eat a zooplankton dish. This food web is wild, so rich and complex. Right on cue, an animal we might call apex. A southern resident orca this way comes, navigating through the sea with their clicks, buzzes, and hums. What a stunning but increasingly rare sight. These fish-eating giants of black and white. With less than 100 in the world today, we must work hard to help them stay. Stay vibrant and safe in the Salish Sea waters, blessing us all with their presence. Adults, children, sons and daughters. What? No, stop. The kelp is floating away in an unsatisfying flop. This'll not do. What's that on the seafloor? Spiny sea urchins? 10, 20, 3,000 or more? They're munching up every part of the kelp. How can we stop this? How can we help? Is it just me, or is it getting hotter in here? Is that a plastic bag, or some discarded fishing gear? Are those European green crabs I saw pass by? What are they doing here? They're making the eelgrass die. What's that herring? Your spawn's afloat? What's that salmon? You're covered in a plastic coat. I understand that this mess concerns you so, but Orca, oh no, please don't go. This will not do. The community's in disarray. Is there anything to do but hope and pray? Who are they? A swift squad of sea otters? Making a comeback in Salish Sea waters. They're families of otters reintroduced by humans, repopulating the coasts in conservation true winds. The otters dart to the rocky sea floor, eating countless urchins, always coming back for more. F- Phew. That's one problem under control. That's a relief for my humpback whale soul. But what of the other troubles that linger among our bull kelp bubbles? Who do I see on the shore nearby? Some humans cleaning, giving ocean stewardship a try. What's that, good herring? What's the latest news? Humans are reducing plastic waste, giving political cues. And work to keep the climate cool is a major attestation. That would help loads in sea forestation. Well, under the sea, we'll do what we are able to keep the ecosystems vibrant under the water table. Outside these waters, beyond the sand, our lives affect the beings of the land. The bears, the trees, the humans, they all count on us. Even the birds who like to make such a fuss. But we, too, count on you, the land-dwelling creatures, to protect our undersea world, our marine ocean features. Today, we saw some great places to start. Will you join us and do your part?
The Adventures of Kelp Creature was made possible by support from OceanWise, specifically their Ocean Bridge and Ocean Action Grant programs. Our sonic ecosystem was brought to life by our wonderful undersea ensemble. We had Alexander Richards on sopranino and alto saxophone, Shannon Lewis on flute, Vaughn Cook on French horn, Shruti Madhusudan on sitar, Melissa Goodchild on clarinet, and Alex Chen as the composer, lyricist, voice of Kelp Creature, and pianist. Thank you to Jude Abrams from Welcoming Whales for her beautiful field sounds from the Salish Sea, Jonathan Nash for dramaturgical support, and Lise Chu for the whimsical art materials available at ocean.org/project/the-adventures-of-kelp-creature. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully our cast of flora and fauna will see you sometime soon on the Pacific coast.